Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And it looks like I'm going solo today. Like Sempervivi is off doing dad stuff. Not sure about Dr. Lucha. Find out as the show goes on. I've sent him a couple of messages. One way or the other, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. There are shows. There's the whole weekend to talk about. There's a bunch of news. And, of course, we'll be taking your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. Studio line today, if you want to give us a call, 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. Among the list of topics that we can get into here today, we've got the WWE Cruiserweight Classic. We've got NXT, which actually I did not watch. It's the only major show of the last couple of days I did not watch. Lucha Underground, the debut of Season 3. We have also got this weekend's UFC 203 show with the debut of CM Punk. I'm going to go over the poll results. I put up my poll yesterday. Are professional wrestling fans interested in buying UFC to watch CM Punk fight? We have been doing a series on the Wrestling Observer website, hashtag Punk Week. If you want to check it out on Twitter, there's articles every day about CM Punk. He just weighed in, by the way, and he did make 170 on the dot, so no concern about him not making weight. Mickey Gall, 170.5. Based on the traffic for Punk Week, it's interesting. There may be less interest than some people thought, but I guess we shall find out. The day of the fight is the important day. Many times, people don't seem all that interested. Then when the day comes, let's buy this show. But we'll find out. We can talk about that and so much more. And we shall kick it off after the break. Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league, like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydratain.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydratain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydratain is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydratain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Not joined by Mike Sempervivi, taking the day off today. I'm going solo. We'll be taking your phone calls, emails, text messages. Want to get your thoughts on everything going on this weekend. Got a couple of things to plug here as we kick it off. First off, just want to throw this out there. If you head to my Twitter, pinned at the very top, my grandmother has written a book about my life. I will add an unauthorized biography. It's a full-color booklet, and if you want a copy, information on how to grab it is pinned to the top of my Twitter. You can PayPal her. She will mail you in the mail, because it is 2016, the story of my life in photos and words. So if you want to grab that, that's how you do that. Also, the poll for CM Punk that I put up yesterday, it's still running. If you want to head up there and vote in it. Wrestling fans, will you be buying UFC 203 this weekend to see CM Punk's UFC debut? This was not a scientific poll at all, because I didn't really know what was a good way to phrase this question. I should have asked, if you are a professional wrestling fan who doesn't normally purchase UFC, are you going to purchase UFC to watch CM Punk fight? But it's a little late now. 38% of those on my Twitter are going to be buying the show to watch CM Punk fight. 62% are not. It is difficult to separate which of those individuals are normal, regular UFC buyers and which are not. We'll see how the show does. The coverage we're doing on WrestlingObserver.com has not blown the world away. It appears that there are a lot of wrestling fans who have just moved on. CM Punk left way too long ago for them to care about him fighting in UFC. But I'm sure there are many, many others who are going to buy the show. It's going to be very interesting. As I mentioned before the break, there have been a lot of shows where the Friday before the show, a lot of fans just aren't into it. And then Saturday comes. It's Saturday afternoon, some buddies are calling, feel like eating a little bit of pizza, and the next thing you know, you're buying the pay-per-view. So we'll see how it goes. If it tops 400,000, it's a very, very good number. Anything well beyond 400,000, CM Punk's a big-time draw. And of course, anything lower than 250, 300, probably a disappointment. So we'll see how CM Punk's fight does. He's fighting tomorrow against Mickey Gall. Got a lot of news, but also a lot of people calling, so let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Yes, Ryan.
My question is about CM Punk. If he would lose this fight, do you think he'll fight Michael Jackson in a Loser Leaves Town match? Have you heard if he's taking a summer vacation or he's committed himself to the dojo this summer?
Are you talking about Mike Jackson?
Right, the fighter that Mickey Gall would be pretty
easy. Oh, I know. I know Mike Jackson. Well, Mike Jackson, you can't have a Loser Leaves Town match if one dude's not even in town. Michael Jackson is not a UFC fighter, and I do not see him ever getting a UFC fight again. So, I mean, I certainly would not be against the idea. If CM Punk gets smashed by Mickey Gall, then a CM Punk-Mike Jackson fight, I mean, you could put that together. Nobody's going to care. But Mike Jackson is not a UFC fighter, Ryan, so I don't see them doing a Loser Leaves Town match, but I want to thank you very much for the call. Listen, if Punk gets smashed by Mickey Gall, then Mike Jackson may be the only guy he's got a chance fighting. So we'll see. If you saw those Punk documentaries, by the way, and you are an MMA fan, you watch a lot of mixed martial arts, let me know what you thought about CM Punk's technical prowess in those videos. The final video, he does get a rear naked choke. I know that Frank Mir is very, very upset about CM Punk fighting in the UFC. He's furious. The more he thinks about it, the more angry he gets. He thought that that was a preposterous submission. He could not believe the guy tapped out. Could not believe that CM Punk executed that choke without his hooks in. He's just flabbergasted at all of this. What do you think as an MMA fan? Is Frank Mir, is he freaking out about this? Is this a viable opinion? Let's go to the phone. Studio line, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh, yes, this is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Kenny, if you ask about Vince Russo, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, no. I would not do that to you. But I do have a question, or at least an idea of what. First of all, do you know what is the status of Samoa Joe as far as moving up to the main roster?
Well, I had heard that they were going to do the Samoa Joe Shinsuke Nakamura match, and the winner was going to be the champion, and the loser was going to go to the main roster. But it appears from NXT television that he's not going up anytime in the immediate future, but I would hope he goes up pretty soon.
Yeah, I hope so, too. As a matter of fact, I think I have a perfect scenario for Samoa Joe, and you hear me out just a little bit now. This is sort of like fantasy booking in a way.
My favorite fantasy booking. Give me the short version of it.
All right, the short version is they do some sort of like, you know, a group or a club. Not full of club, but kind of similar with Gallows, Anderson, but it'd be like a multi-gender one. And you can include some female wrestlers in there. Like you can add like Nia Jax or Dana Brooke or Titus O'Neil into that. You know, just sort of things that kind of beat up like the Geeks or the mid-card guys. Just something that can give Raw some little extra edge or something to do for all the mid-card guys.
Okay, then what? That's he's the leader?
Well, yeah, in a way, Samoa Joe is the leader. Or, in many cases, like, you could, I don't know if it'd be possible, like, you have, like, a, you know, another guy come in, like a manager or something along the line, like a spokesperson. But, you know, just give Raw something to do as far as groups, because I don't know, there's not been many factions I've seen in WWE a whole lot lately. And I think that would be nice breath of fresh air in a sense. Like, six or seven guys, multi-gender. You know, just give them something to do and help out, in my opinion, help Raw and help elevate a lot of the guys that are in there. Like, I look at Dana Brooke, and, you know, we talked before, and she's just not there, you know. And Nia Jax could be, like, the female equivalency of Samoa Joe. And, you know,
well, listen,
O'Neil there.
Kenny, here's I want to thank you very much for the call. Here's the only problem with that scenario. In theory, the idea that you create a group and Samoa Joe is the leader, and he's got a bunch of guys that he's going to help elevate. That's good in theory, but the problem is that if you create a group with folks like Nia Jax and Titus O'Neil and Dana Brooke, it's going to go the other way around. Joe's going to look like a total geek as the leader of this band of merry geeks. I think the perfect scenario, I know Mike disagreed, but to me the perfect scenario is Shane McMahon brings up Samoa Joe to take out Brock Lesnar. That's it. Easy. He goes in there, he runs roughshod over a bunch of guys, and you end up setting up that match, Samoa Joe versus Brock Lesnar. They've already established, with the Daniel Bryan Miz thing, that these GMs are not supposed to be messing around and feuding and making life difficult or vice versa for the talent. There should not be that interaction. And so Shane needs to bring somebody in. Nobody needs to see Shane McMahon versus Brock Lesnar. I don't think there's one person clamoring to see Shane McMahon versus Brock Lesnar. I know that a lot of people were very excited when Shane McMahon returned. We saw him against The Undertaker. Now we've seen him as the GM. He's on TV every week. I don't think anyone cares about Shane and Brock Lesnar. But you can very easily make people care about Samoa Joe and Brock Lesnar. My grandmother, who doesn't watch hardly any wrestling at all, she watches a little bit of NXT and Cruiserweight Classic to do a wrestling report every week on the Brian and Vinny show. She hates Samoa Joe, but she also hates Brock Lesnar because he killed Randy Orton. And it took no thought for her to come up with the idea of Samoa Joe versus Brock Lesnar. two big, tough, mean, scary dudes having a fight. It writes itself. That's my vote. Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Tony in Omaha.
What's happening, Tony?
That's going pretty well. I was just calling because a lot of people are complaining about the SmackDown women's division, and because it's too much like the Divas, I'm thinking that's a good way to differentiate that division, since you can have the real wrestlers, per se, on Raw, and then you can have a more, you know, Diva-esque division on SmackDown, since they do have Nikki Bella, and she's a big star.
Problem is, you're going backwards. You're going back to what it was before it is what it is now.
Well, I'm thinking that, you know, that can be the way you have the differentiation of the brand. You have these, you know, what it was on SmackDown.
Tony, stand by. We're going to head to a break. We can talk about this a little more when we come back. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event with up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, your choice, just $449. Select Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one pack and get one for a penny, or 20% off all Williams Digital Pianos. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got a lot of time for phone calls, emails, text messages here today. We'll get into some news for a while here as well. 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411. And text messages 425-780-7566. But first, Tony is arguing that the Divas on SmackDown should go back to being Divas And I guess, Tony, does that mean wrestling bad matches and wearing skimpy outfits?
I would say yes. It doesn't mean pillow fights or anything of that nature, but you can have just the look, the girls with the look on the show that are, you know, serving the Total Divas audience. I'm really bringing this up because I was at SmackDown on Tuesday night. I was sat behind two girls. They were clearly there only to see Nikki. When Nikki came out, they went nuts. In the match, she got in the match, they went nuts. As soon as the match was over, they took off. And that's clearly not the regular traditional WWE fan. So there is a market for it. And also, I like to say that I've been to four WrestleManias, and Naomi's entrance is the best entrance I've ever seen live.
Wow. The best entrance you've ever seen live.
Ever. I mean, it probably had a lot to do with her.
I'm sure it did, yes. Well, Tony, I want to thank you very much for the call. Sorry to cut you off there, but we got to get moving here. I don't like the idea because this whole brand extension and everything about it is supposed to, it's supposed to have been about change. And so, first off, there hasn't been much of a change if you've been watching the shows. In fact, it's exactly like it used to be, just less people on each roster. But the idea that you're going to spend all that time doing the women's revolution, getting rid of the belt, getting new belts, and then one brand just goes back to being the useless Divas division, I don't like the idea. Plus, why would the Divas division be on SmackDown where you've got Mauro Ranallo and Daniel Bryan? It's just like the Cruiserweights. The Cruiserweights should be on SmackDown. Like, if you're going to have a Divas division, then to me, the Divas should be on Raw, and the workers, the female workers, should be on SmackDown. But one way or the other, there should not be a Divas division. This is antiquated. You may as well put them in 50 swimsuits while we're at it. I want to read a couple of text messages and also some news. There's a lot of news, and we'll go back to the phones. First off, this from WrestlingObserver.com. Ahead of a press conference scheduled for Mexico later today, WWE officially announced they have mutually come to terms with Alberto Del Rio on his release from the company. WWE and Jose Rodriguez have mutually agreed upon the terms of his release as of today, September 9, 2016. He tweeted that his business relationship with the WWE has come to an end. In good terms, he said. Dave Meltzer reported August 30th, Del Rio would not be returning to WWE even after his 30-day suspension for a wellness policy was over, and that Del Rio and the company had agreed to the terms of his release. Meltzer wrote that Del Rio would be free to work for other promotions internationally imminently, and that he would be able to work in the United States in a few weeks. So there was the press conference today. We have notes here. It's also from WrestlingObserver.com. Paige was there, but did not sit at the table or give any interviews. Del Rio said he did not feel comfortable in WWE anymore, thought about leaving for a couple of months. He wasn't happy with his second stint with the company and was losing his passion for wrestling in WWE, felt that he'd done everything in WWE and had nothing left to prove. Well, what he hadn't done was a top run as a babyface Hispanic superstar, but they screwed that up. Del Rio asked to be released from his contract, came to a mutual agreement. His traditional 90-day no-compete clause did not apply, which tells you there was more to this story. He's free to work in Mexico now. Will be able to work in the U.S. soon. Said he's in negotiations with AAA, CMLL, and Elite, but did not want to be exclusive. He later said that Elite had not contacted him. So no mention, by the way, of Lucha Underground. Del Rio would like to return to Arena Mexico. Banner at the press conference identified him as Alberto El Patron, which was his previous non-WWE name in between WWE runs. He's in negotiations for a commentating job somewhere. Didn't specify if it was in pro wrestling or mixed martial arts. I presume that's Combates America, I believe is the name of the promotion. Del Rio didn't mention either his or Paige's wellness policy suspensions. So there you go. He is done with WWE. A couple of text messages here. This person says, with Del Rio leaving WWE, is Impact Wrestling his best bet, or is AAA where he goes? I think he's likely to work in Mexico. I mean, he may go to TNA. Watch him show up there at the next set of tapings, but Alberto Del Rio is used to making a lot of money, and I'm not sure that he's going to make that kind of money in TNA. And he also noted that he does not want to be exclusive to one group. Now, granted, Cody Rhodes is going to be working for TNA and Ring of Honor, so I suppose it's possible that TNA is open to giving him sort of a deal similar to that. However, I just don't see TNA doing a lot with Cody Rhodes if he's working for other promotions at the time. I don't see them doing a lot with Alberto Del Rio if he's going to be working for a number of different promotions at the same time. I could be wrong, but I certainly would not want to build a promotion around a guy who is non-exclusive. This person says, Deleter Decay was good, but not like Final Deletion. I think the reason is because it felt like a Final Deletion remix, meaning they used the same ideas but added the Decay element. I want them to be more creative with this stuff. I thought it was very creative. Thought they had a lot of great callbacks. We had the return of Joe Park. And by the way, according to Matt Hardy on Twitter, Senor Benjamin is missing after Delete or Decay. There's a poster out. He's looking for his gardener. So if you've seen Senor Benjamin, and my feeling is that none of you have, but if you have, you should head up to Matt's Twitter, at Matt Hardy Brand, and let him know that you have seen him. This person here says, Frank Mir is nuts. PED users should not be upset about anything. You should be thankful a clean, straight-edge fighter is there to clean up the sport. Well, CM Punk is not going to clean up the sport just by being a clean fighter. But he is not going to be failing any drug tests. I'm pretty confident about that. This person here says, Delete or Decay was last night. Today, Semper Vivi is gone. Coincidence? I think not. Better check that road outside Cameron, North Carolina. That would be the Boys Camp Road. The BCR Dome. By the way, if you did not listen to yesterday's show with Matt Hardy, Broken Matt Hardy was on the program. And if you go to WrestlingObserver.com, it is a free download. Absolutely free. So if you missed yesterday's show, you can download it, listen to the interview with Broken Matt Hardy, and then go enjoy Delete or Decay. And of course, if you like what you hear, 8,000 shows in the archives, everybody. 2 new shows a day minimum, and sometimes many, many more. We got a lot of shows coming up this weekend with both the UFC 203 show, the SmackDown brand pay-per-view is taking place, and boy, has there not been a lot of talk about that. But that's what we're here for today, so if you want to talk about it, give us a call. To the studio line, you're on the air.
It's Broken Ed in San Antonio.
And it's been a long time.
Yeah, I'm protesting the mistreatment of myself, and it just continues.
What mistreatment? How have you been mistreated?
You blocked me on Twitter. Your grandmother wrote some memoirs, and she left me out. The guy who invented the Vegas convention and everything, she put a newcomer like Filthy Tom Lawler in, but she left me out. That hurt me really bad.
Okay, Ed, to be fair, if they were my memoirs, I would have put you in as the man who arranges the conventions. But they're not my memoirs. They're Granny's. I had nothing to do with it. My name is spelled wrong, for crying out loud, in the book, so I had nothing to do with it. So you cannot get mad at me about this. And as far as blocking you on Twitter, Ed, everybody is held to the same standard. If my mom goes on my Twitter and acts all negative, I'll block her too. Now go ahead.
Well, considering you cussed out Granny in an email, I can see that.
I didn't cuss her out either. I said, give me a damn break. I was cussing out the word break, but go ahead.
Uh-huh. Before I get to my real question, I do want to ask if other callers like Jim and some of these new guys, when they call in, could they please turn down their radio or turn it off? It's kind of rude to hear all background noise.
Well, you know, it's only Jim, and I have such respect for Jim, I cannot bring myself to tell him to turn it down. Plus, he may not be able to.
I have a question that Jim would like to hear the answer. And, you know, you're talking about Alberto Del Rio and how he's able to work out, and he doesn't have a 90-day clause. He can pretty much start whenever. And you have all this rigmarole with Paige also, with her, you know, all the things going on with Paige. So I'm going to Shimmer in October. So in your opinion, what's the over-under that I will be seeing Paige make a special surprise return to Shimmer in October?
In October?
Going on.
I would say that it would be unlikely. I don't think it's impossible, but I would think that it would be unlikely.
Do you think they would hold, if they do let her quit or release her, do you think they're going to hold her to her full contract or the 90 days? Or what do you think is going to happen in the end? Because this is like,
if she were just a random wrestler and there was nothing going on and she just decided she didn't want to do it anymore, they would hold her to the end of her contract. If something happened where she's very upset and she wants out and she has something on them, then maybe they would just give her a release with no 90-day no-compete or anything like that. Maybe there's a situation where she's angry, she wants out. Maybe she doesn't have anything on him, but it's a sketchy situation. Maybe they just let her go with a 90-day. I don't really know what's going on. I want to thank you very much for the call, Ed. Something is absolutely going on with Paige and WWE. What it is remains to be seen. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, wanna dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about. Check Sunday's newspaper for Centrum coupons.
Well, howdy there. I'm the Extra Crispy Colonel for KFC, here to tell you that for the first time ever, you can get two new Chicken Little sandwiches in a $5 fill-up. So I guess we're making history here, folks. KFC Extra Crispy, hand-breaded tender on a warm sesame seed bun history. Chicken Littles, history so delicious. KFC, it's finger little good.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Not joined by Mike Sempervivi. Got the day off. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. If you want to give us a call, the studio line, 425-488-0525, toll free, 844-411-5411, and text messages, 425-780-7566. This from WrestlingObserver.com. I was always skeptical that this would ever occur, at least to any major degree, this Crossface movie. Crossface, the long-talked-about movie about the life of Chris Benoit, is back on the radar after many years with the official announcement that director and Academy Award nominee Lexi Alexander is attached to the project. Variety reported the news Thursday. Although Alexander of Punisher, Warzone, and Johnny Flinton has teased it on Twitter. Also been reported in the Wrestling Observer newsletter several months ago that she was in talks to do the piece. The project is based on the book Ring of Hell, story of Chris Benoit and the fall of the pro wrestling industry, which actually, in hindsight, it has not fallen, by Matt Randazzo, the fifth. Him and Ram Getz are the executive producers of the movie, while Alex Ginsberg and Tony Lee are the producers. No anticipated release date was mentioned. So there you go. The Benoit movie is moving along. Crossface. We'll see how that goes. To the studio line, you're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hello, Jim.
I'm glad that Ed brought that to my attention. I didn't know that my audio was too loud. It won't happen again. I'll keep it down from now on.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay.
I felt bad chastising you about it. It was such a pleasant call.
Now, Madison Rains has got the job now over the creative for the knockouts in TNA.
Man, is she responsible for the two non-wrestlers in a row getting the championship?
I don't know. I think it's going to. I think the wrestlers that's going to get the belt is going to straighten out pretty soon. Well, I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but I think it's supposed to straighten out pretty soon.
Very good.
Now, I want to talk about, maybe I'm in the minority here, but I didn't think Lucha Underground was that good Wednesday night.
You know what's funny, Jim, is I thought that the Matanza opener with Son of Havoc was very good, and I thought that the main event with Rey Mysterio and Pentagon Dark was very good. And I thought that Vampiro was great. I thought the Honky Tonk Man was great. I thought Dario Cueto was great. But then at the end of the day, there was something missing about that show.
Exactly.
And I was trying to figure out what it was. And I'm going to give you my theory, Jim, and then you can tell me. So this was the first episode of season 3. And it felt to me like there was just the assumption that every single solitary person, and this may be true, by the way, but this would not be good. The assumption that every single solitary person was just a Lucha Underground fan.
Yep.
Like, if you tuned in for the first time to Season 3, or if you bought Season 3 on iTunes, I mean, there was no recap, there was no listing of champions, it felt like a show that just was a show. Like, there was no direction to it, there was no beginning of a long road. I mean, the best we got was Katrina's going to be in a match in June.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. I felt they should have had, like, some video packages where, all right, this is what happened with Dario, now he's out. This is your champion. This is your Gift of the Gods champion. This is what the belt is. Like, I felt like there should have been a good 5-10 minutes of, hey, here's what's going on as we go into season 3, and we're heading towards this destination at mid-season or something like that. It just felt like it kept going.
I could not agree more. I mean, at least I'll say previously on Lucha Underground.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand that. Oh, one other thing. The guy that was talking about turning the women back to divas, never. Don't ever do that.
Bad idea, isn't it, Jim?
Bad, bad, bad. You have a good weekend now.
Thank you, Jim. You have a good weekend. You hear? What a pleasant caller Jim is. We have phone lines open if you want to give us a call, 425-488-0525, toll-free 844-411-5411, and text messages 425-780-7566. What did you think of Lucha Underground? I liked it, but it didn't grab me. It was very much like the Cruiserweight Classic. They were going to have a very, very hard time following last week's show with those just fabulous matches. What did you think of the Zack Sabre Jr. match, by the way, with Noam Dar? I was in no way blown away. I can't even say I was disappointed, because I wasn't expecting much going in, and then that's what it delivered. And as far as the TJ Perkins match, I thought that TJ Perkins was, I thought both guys were so good in that match. But at the end of the day, there was something missing with the match as well. And I think maybe it was when you have a tournament with so many blowaway matches, merely having a very good match ends up being kind of a disappointment, which is no disrespect to either guy. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello, this is Brian from Modesto, California.
Yes, Brian.
Yes, I hope that Dolph Ziggler does not win the Intercontinental title on Sunday because I hate his interviews. They're really annoying. Comes off like he's trying too hard, and it usually has the opposite effect when you try too hard.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, so I want The Miz to win because he's much more entertaining. So that's what I wanted to say.
Well, I do have to tell you one thing, though. Whether Dolph wins or loses, he's still going to be doing promos. So who would you prefer to be champion if it's all about the wrestling?
Well, not Dolph, someone with good promos and that's more entertaining.
Well, we'll find out. I want to thank you very much for the call. I can't believe somebody actually called about the SmackDown pay-per-view on Sunday. When Dave on the Wednesday Wrestling Observer Radio, for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, said that he's not even watching that SmackDown pay-per-view live. He's going to watch it at some point, but he's not watching it live. I was like, wow, this is where we are in the wrestling world right now. I never thought the day would come. And he didn't even watch all of last weekend's UFC either, the Fight Pass show. He suddenly hit the wall of too much wrestling. And something's got to give, or he'll lose his mind. And what's giving this weekend is that SmackDown-only pay-per-view. Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. What's up?
What's up, Brian? It's Eric in the go.
Yes, Eric.
Hey, so my question for today is I want to ask you, do you think they tend to, at WWE, do you think they tend to run through storylines too quickly? I'll give you an example here. On Monday, I really liked how they suspended Seth Rollins. I thought that was kind of genius. You know, you want to get him over as a baby face, take him off a show or two. I don't like how he got the title shot 30 seconds later. To me, that could have been the whole show. The whole show is Seth Rollins. He's suspended. They carry him out. He's fighting his way back in the building. He beats up 5 security geeks. And you know this show's 3 hours long. They need segments. What's the next segment? Stephanie's beefing up security. And then you can have an interview with, like, Sheamus or some geek or somebody, and Seth Rollins just passes right through the camera like he's looking for Kevin Owens. And at the end of the day, Sami Zayn doesn't have to lose because you have the run-in. What do you think about
You know, I got to tell you, Eric, that is so much better than what they did. I thought, by the way, I thought that when you were going to be talking about rushing storylines, I thought you were going to talk like 1 month versus 4 months. You were actually talking 1 hour versus 3 hours. So,
yeah, and I
let me tell you. Hold on. Let me tell you why this is a good idea, Eric. Okay, I'm putting you over here. Listen to me. I think this was a good idea because what I'm worried about is that they half-ass this Seth Rollins babyface turn, and they cannot afford to do that. They've done that with so many guys. Let me tell you something. I know that there's this feeling that a babyface needs to be a certain way. They don't want their babyfaces to complain. They don't want their babyfaces to cry. Sometimes they don't want to even change the character of their babyface too much, and I don't even know why. But let me tell you something. When you have a very, very strong heel, or you have a very, very strong babyface, it usually works. I don't care what anybody says. This shades of gray 50-50 thing, it doesn't work. It does not work. When you have a guy and the fans can't figure out if he's a good guy or the bad guy, they lose interest. Now, I know people are going to go, well, Steve Austin was shades of gray. No, he absolutely 100% was not. I've been watching 97 Raws every single week. Steve Austin is in no way a shades of gray character. He is a 100% pure babyface. Now, he does things like flip people off, and he swears, and he's gruff, and sometimes he stuns the babyfaces. But stunning the babyfaces is the absolute extent of this shades of gray. Every other single solitary thing about him is 100% babyface. So if Seth Rollins is going babyface, you got to go all the way. He has to put over the fans. I don't care if you don't think that his character would. It doesn't matter. If he's going to be the top babyface, he's got to be 100% pure top babyface, or this thing's going to fail. And your idea of him playing Steve Austin, basically, fighting his way back into the building and being defiant and going full bore against the bad guys, that's what this guy needs.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there, Brian. The shades of gray hurts more than helps. I want to add this one last thing. To me personally, the shows that have a show-long storyline, those are the best types of Raws. Like, you want to give people a reason to not change the channel, right? So I think they need to stick to that idea a little more.
You're right.
Thanks for taking the call.
I want to thank you very much for the call. Listen, last week on the show, not this past Monday, the Monday prior, the whole show was about the crowning of what Stephanie kept calling, God only knows why, the first ever Universal Champion. It was actually the second, obviously. And it was a show-long storyline that was going to culminate with the crowning of a new champion. And guess what? People stayed for the whole show. This week, the show opened. Now, by the way, before I get to this week, last week's show ended with Triple H coming out and handing Kevin Owens the belt. So, there was a cliffhanger of sorts. Why did Triple H do this? What's going on? So, at the beginning of Raw this week, everybody tuned in to find out, why did Triple H do this? Well, I know people will argue that fans shouldn't be so, they shouldn't be so demanding to have answers immediately. Well, guess what? They wanted answers. And when the show opened with no answers, and it became very clear there were going to be no answers, the drop, the viewership drop-off, I believe it was the third biggest hour-to-hour drop in both hour 1 to 2 and 2 to 3. Or, yeah, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. I believe it was the third biggest drop maybe in history. They went from, I don't have the numbers in front of me, it was like, they had something like 3.2 or 3.3 or something, and they were down to 2.7 at the end. I mean, massive drop-off hour 1 to hour 2. Massive drop-off hour 2 to hour 3. So, what does that tell you? It tells you that when you book a storyline that is designed to be shocking and compelling, you've got to explain it to people the next week or they're out of there. And they were out of there in massive numbers. I'll actually get the numbers after the break. Stand by, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, so the Raw ratings. Show opened with 3.4 million viewers. 3.35 million was the exact number. They did not reveal what happened with Triple H or why he did what he did. Show dropped to 3.07 million for the 9 p.m. hour. 2.79 million. For the third hour, the show averaged 3 million viewers. 3 million! And I know some people will say, oh, Labor Day! Oh, college football! Well, last year they did 3.4 million average. The year before that, 4 million average. 3.9 million in 2013. 2012, they averaged 4.1 million going against college football and on Labor Day. They're down a million viewers from when they were a two-hour show in 2012, on average. So that is a stunning drop, both the hour-to-hour on Monday, when they did not explain what was going on. And another thing, very quickly, people say, fans, they shouldn't demand answers. Well, you know what? When you book a product, when you design a show that is all about, we're gonna rush through all of this stuff, they've designed a show for people with no patience. And so when you do that, hey, if you don't give them what they want as soon as possible, this is the kind of reaction you get. So we're out of time, everybody. I want to thank you so much for listening here today. We're going to be back this weekend. Myself and Mike Sempervivi, he shall return. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, etc., etc. I want to thank all of the folks at Sports Byline, callers and listeners today. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.